5:44 on this Tuesday afternoon. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. Yelp Indy continues its Hoosier Jubilee celebration of all things Indiana. And this month they pay homage to the classic Hoosier sandwich that is much more than a piece of meat between two slices of bread. Yes, listeners, we're talking about the breaded tenderloin. Ooh, a hush falls over the crowd. And joining us to talk about it is Yelp marketing diva Brittany Smith. Welcome back again, Britt.
Thank you, Jill.
And also Lindsay Skeen with Indiana Foodways. They are the nonprofit that curates and coordinates efforts to celebrate Indiana food products. Good to have you here, Lindsay.
Thank you, Jill.
And when everybody mentions breaded tenderloin, the first thing they think of is this giant, giant sandwich that really is like no other sandwich anywhere else in the world. Is it, Lindsay?
It is. It is. I was just telling Jill earlier that we had somebody make a comment on our Facebook page about Florida tenderloins and how you just can't beat an Indiana tenderloin. It was a former Hoosier that was stating, you know, hey, I miss my Hoosier tenderloin. And I think the biggest thing, it's paying homage to our pork producers here. You know, Indiana's number 5 in the United States for pork producing. And of course, the tenderloin is.
So we have a lot of the essential product, but there's also a lot of debate and bickering back and forth as to who started it first.
Yeah, there is. I think a couple businesses say that they have started it in the 1920s. They had the first recipe and so forth. But we like to believe it's just, you know, paying our respects to our pork producers. And of course, in our organization, you know, if they have a tenderloin on the menu and it tastes good, and so we're it counts. And
well, meanwhile,
of course, it's big and small.
Yelp Indy takes it one step further, and this month, how are we celebrating the tenderloin, Brittany?
Yes, we're calling it the Tenderloin Meeting at Historic Steer Inn on the west side of downtown. This is one of the classics when you are kind of looking through the Yelp reviews trying to find out where to get the best breaded tenderloin. It always pops up. So we're going behind the scenes to see how they make the tenderloins, seeing it in the kitchen, pounding out the meat, and then we're also going to be doing a tenderloin tasting. So we're making it as sexy as possible.
And this event takes place?
Yes, Monday, March 21st at 6 p.m. And per usual, you can RSVP on Yelp.com /events. And this is where all the events are constantly being added and they're free. You just have to RSVP.
And then show up.
That's right. That's the number one thing.
Now, if you can't make it to the Steer Inn, et voila. Foodways just happens to have a tenderloin trail you can follow.
We do. We have 22 different stops on our tenderloin trail. And each one has, you know, a different variety of how they prepare and pay homage to the lovely tenderloin. So whether you like it breaded, grilled, no pickle, you know, however it is, we have 22 different restaurants.
In fact, you guys have a trail for virtually every Indiana food product available.
Pretty much. We have 19 different culinary trails that we promote, and it's all about celebrating Indiana food and our local food culture. We do not have franchises on our in our membership. So what we do is, you know, the local mom and pops, the local food, and so on. That's who we promote and market as Indiana food. And of course, our Hoosier Pie Trail was ranked number 4 by USA Today, and we were really excited about that.
Perfect weather for either one. Lindsay, thank you so much. IndianaFoodways.org to find out more about the tasty tours there. .com. I'm sorry, IndianaFoodways.com. And of course, Brittany, to come to Steer Inn, what do we have to do?
You need to go to Yelp.com/events and just click RSVP. It's that simple.
And I am actually going to go in the kitchen with the folks at Steer Inn next week, and we will have a little radio story to go along with that coming up on the 21st. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much,
Jill. Thank you.